There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's the phone number, 855-993-7569. You can call whenever you like, but the best way to call is between noon and 3 Eastern, because that's when you'll get moi. All right? You can leave messages, you can send emails, but the best way is doing what Lisa's done, which is to call me, because then we can wander through things together, and I can get a lot more information, and you can get a lot more information. You can ask me to clarify. You can sort of say, well, what about this? Good plan. All right, we're talking with Lisa, who's the middle kid and the only girl in her family. She's got a younger brother who's in his late 30s, who's very successful financially. She's got an older brother who's in his mid-40s, late 40s, I guess, who's very bright but hasn't quite gelled. He doesn't really have a job. He lives with his mom. He's prone to anxiety. And what Lisa is concerned about is his mom gets older. How old is mom now? What, in her 70s?
Like, yeah, 73, something like that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that if I have approached my older brother, not exactly the way you had suggested, but, you know, he would probably say, if I said to him, oh, you know, mom's not going to live forever, I think his answer would be, I'm going to get a job. And, you know, he does have an interview, for example, next week. But to me, he has had interviews.
Well, all right, wait a minute. Let me back you up, kiddo. So it sounds like he is responsive. And especially, I don't think you have to say mom's not going to live forever. I think what you can say is, you know, I mean, you can start with the fact he's got an interview next week. You can start and say, hey, listen, what can I do to help you about that? Can, you know, do you want me to shine your shoes? Do you want to practice an interview? And, you know, tell me what I can do to help. In other words, you're just ponying on the back of something he's already doing, so you don't have to worry about him feeling that you're pushing him around. You're being presumably sincere about wanting to help him. If he's prone to anxiety, maybe you could practice asking him some questions, or that you could help him program his GPS so he gets there on time. Whatever it is that you think will help him to be calmer, to be successful in the interview. And after the interview, maybe what you could do is take him out for lunch or sit down with him and deconstruct the interview and say what went right, what went wrong. Because, you know, that way he doesn't view you as an enemy. He doesn't view you as a nag. He views you as an ally. And in the long run, he's going to be much more responsive to anything you suggest if he views you as someone who's on his side. And this is a great opportunity to do it. It sounds like he's not unaware. He's not stupid. It's not that he's unaware that there's something that's not quite right. He just doesn't quite know what to do about it, it sounds like. What's the job interview for? Do you know?
It's something with computer programming, but I hate to say this, but I he's had many, many interviews.
I hear. Lisa, I'm not disagreeing. Honey, listen.
Yeah.
You got one of two paths to go down at this moment. You can either decide he's a screw-up, and he's always going to be a screw-up, and therefore what you're going to have to do is figure out a way to convince your younger brother to pony up, which is not a long-term solution because it's still not going to take care of, I mean, first of all, it's unclear to me whether or not your brother's willing to do that, and you trying to guilt your brother into do it is probably not going to work. I'm not sure that that's really the band-aid that you think it's going to be, because it may not be successful, and even if it's successful, it still doesn't take care of the fact that your brother is not going to have much of a life, and feeling that he's dependent on his younger brother isn't exactly the thing that's going to make you get up in the morning and you know, sort of face the day with a big smile on your face. So what I'm suggesting is that whatever you've done before, okay, but today's a new day, and as you know from your own life, people can say the same thing to you 12 times, and it just happens on the 13th time they said it, either they said it differently or you heard it differently, and it works. So you either have the option of saying, got to write my brother off, and the only way to do that is to financially make sure that my other brother's willing to take care of him, which, as you hear, me being a bit skeptical, or to say that I still have some time, that it may fall on the two of us to take care of him financially, and that means I'm going to have to deal with my husband about it. I'm probably going to have to get a job because I'm not sure that my husband is going to buy that he should be supporting my brother when I'm not necessarily, it's my responsibility, not his. Convincing your younger brother that it's his responsibility. I mean, you've got a lot of iffies there. On the other hand, helping your brother to find a better way to behave, and so he's had interviews in the past. So it's a great opportunity to sit down with him and say, look, what do you think, you know, what do you think has gone right in other interviews? What do you think has not gone so well? What can I do to help you on this? I mean, because, and you may be right, it may not get you any place, but it's better than having to hit your younger brother up, who may or may not be willing to pony up the money. That you're dealing with a secondary issue as opposed to the primary issue. The primary issue.
I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
That's a good point. No, that's a good point. And also, right now, my brother, I mean, in the long term, the best solution, of course, is my brother to be self-sufficient, my older brother.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
It seems, yeah, you're right. My attitude is very negative because of the past, the history.
Well, and I understand that. Because you're not stupid. It's not like you sort of didn't know. But I'm saying, the problem about that approach is it leaves you almost no alternative. And you always want to have alternatives. And the alternative is to hit somebody else up for money. If you were calling me and saying, I've got a brother that I don't think is ever going to be self-sufficient. Let's say for a moment that he had, let's say we're just talking about Stephen Hawking. Let's say that he had ALS, you know, that he was never going to be able. And Stephen Hawking had a life expectancy when he was diagnosed, I think in his late 20s, of 2 years. And he's now, I think, in his 70s. So he's certainly beat the prognosis. But still, let's say that your brother had something that was going to debilitate him but not kill him. So he was going to have a long life, a normal lifespan, but not really be able to function. Okay? So, and you said, all right, how am I going to deal with this? And I said, well, you either need to find a program that will support him. He has to support himself, or you're going to have to end up supporting him to a certain extent. So maybe you need to figure out how to start putting money aside or whatever. But that's not what you're saying to me. You're saying, because then you have some control over it. Asking your brother for money means you got no control. So that if we deal with the primary issue, exactly as you say, Lisa, which is making your brother self-sufficient, it's worth the effort. And if what you're saying is what I did in the past hasn't worked, okay, let's try something different. And so it would seem to me where he's got an interview next week, going over face-to-face with your brother, saying, look, tell me what you think has been successful in interviews. Tell me why you think you haven't gotten the jobs. Tell me what you think doesn't work in an interview. And you know your brother well enough. My guess is you could probably outline it for him, but don't. This needs to be him taking the responsibility for it, because if he's saying, well, I get really nervous and, you know, I start fidgeting, or I don't make eye contact, or, I leave plenty of time, but then I get so nervous and then I have to go to the bathroom, so I'm always late. All of those are manageable problems. And, of course, I'm making the problems up so I can manage them as well. But what you're going to find with him is similar kinds of behavior, because this isn't completely unknown behavior. This is pretty common, especially for somebody who's got anxiety. So instead of doing after the fact of saying, okay, you just blew through one more interview, obviously he's able to get the interviews, which means that on paper he's credentialed. On paper, he's appropriate. So what's happening between the paper and the interview? And you can start him with that. You can say, clearly, you're great at getting interviews. Lots of people can't do that. So let's figure out what the discrepancy is, what the disconnect is between your resume, which is very effective, and people's willingness to see you, which is positive, and what happens? What can we do to fix this problem before? And you've got a great opportunity because he's got an interview next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you want to, you can call me about it, and I'll help you. I'll help either both of you or each of you separately with it. But and he'll go in, hopefully, with a completely different attitude, that he has a different way of behaving in this interview that may be more successful. And, honey, even if you've done nothing more than that, that's huge.
Yeah. Okay. Can I ask another question?
Yeah, or? Let me put you on. Absolutely. Put you on. I'll come back to you in just a second. All right? Take a deep breath. I'll get to you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Righto, you are, 855-99-375-69. Lisa, you had another question. Go ahead and lay it on me.
Okay. So this is a little bit separate. I appreciate okay. everything, all the advice you gave me in regard to my brother, because I am going to approach it differently.
Good.
And instead of looking at him like he's doomed already, I'm going to think
right.
of him as a capable adult that is capable of working and getting a job. So
yeah.
I'm going to try to change my approach, because I realize that... you know, it you're right. Just my even if my younger brother did financially provide for him, what you're right. I mean, I still want him to have a totally productive
life. Sure, you do.
And
yeah, and you want him to maybe have a date or a friend or a social activity or a
right.
hobby, let alone
he
a job. So
still
yeah,
have to look for a job to have
yep.
a happy life
yep.
and stuff.
Yep.
So I might as well focus on that right now, because right now my mom is taking care of him.
Got it.
And we don't have a crisis. But this is my other question, because I'm just wondering if I'm justified in feeling this way. You know, so as I said, you know, we're Greek, where traditionally, you know, my mother and father, my father worked very hard, and he paid for everything for us as kids. He spoiled us rotten. And, you know, my younger brother has done well. I mean, as I said, he probably has a lot of expenses, but his income is huge. And I guess I feel that my younger brother should also financially help my mother. I mean,
honey,
my younger
stay
brother
out of that.
Is driving
that,
a BMW
honey,
and a Mercedes.
Lisa,
and my mother is driving a used car.
Lisa, let me help you with that. You need to stay out of it. That's between your mother and your brother. And if your brother wants to buy, I mean, look, for all you know, he said, Mom, I'll buy you a new car. And she says, no, I like this one. You don't know. And I think that if again, at some point, my darling, you may want to get a job, just because it's much more effective to be able to go to your brother and say, hey, you know what? I was thinking that we could buy Mom a new car, and I could put in this amount. How much can you put in? But saying to your brother, you need to give Mom a new car, you can't tell other people how to spend their money. They will just get mad at you. And you don't know that he hasn't offered. And if Mom's in her 70s, there may be some time in the near future where we're going to have Mom not wanting to drive a car because she never, you know, that she can't see very well, or that she doesn't have night vision, or whatever it is. Be careful about telling other people how they should spend their money, because it'll just make them mad at you.
Well, I don't want there to be tension, but I do. I feel that he hasn't stepped up to the plate. I asked my mom. I said, has Chris ever offered to help you financially? And she goes, no. I don't want Chris's help. No. And no, of course
not. Well, but that doesn't necessarily. Listen, let me just give you just a sort of brief glimpse. It was my mom. I said, Mom, look. And I have support. I've sent her money. I've helped her get an apartment. I've taken her on trips. But I said to her, I said a couple months ago, because she has a sister that is not in very good financial shape, and I just sent her a check. And I said to Mom, I was telling Mom about it, and I said, Mom, do you need me to send you something? She said, oh, honey, I'm fine. So, I mean, and I think my mother has a certain independence, because, and she knows that if she ever needs anything, that I'm there for her. But she also has a sense that she's okay. My daughter is the other person. My daughter has a couple times in her life borrowed money from me, and she's always paid it back. And obviously, I couldn't loan it to her if I needed it back. But and so every once in a while, she'll say no. And I said, well, you know, do you want me to send you a check? And she said, Mom, every cent you have, you earned all by yourself, and I know that allows you to sleep at night, and I'd like to be able to do the same thing. So different people have completely different approaches toward money. You can't spend your brother's money for him. It's up to him, however he wants to do it. If he wants to hold on to every cent until it bleeds, it's his money. He earned it. He can do anything he wants with it. If you're feeling like you'd like to be able to provide better for Mom, then get a job and do it. Or talk with your husband about doing it, but don't spend other people's money.
I mean, right now I'm a stay-at-home mom. My brother My brother's wife is a stay-at-home mom. I mean, he probably understands. I'm talking about my younger brother would probably understand that, you know, I don't want to work right now because I'm a stay-at-home mom.
That's fine. I'm not saying that you have to. I'm saying you can't spend somebody else's money for them. How old is your...
I understand what you're saying, Lisa.
Lisa, how old is your youngest child?
Oh, I have one.
Okay, how old is your child?
Five.
Well, she's going to be in school next year.
Yeah, that's true.
So, listen, the thing you need to carry away from this is you cannot spend someone else's money. You can't tell them what to do with it. You cannot. You will antagonize them.
And I guess the way I view it, because if I was in my brother, and by the way, when I was working years ago, before I had my child, I actually did give my mom, you know, $10,000 just because I felt, of course, now that I'm working, I got to give this to her to help her with what, you know, and I insisted she take it. So I guess I feel that, I guess I'm judging my younger brother in a way because he goes on all these luxurious vacations.
But you cannot do it. It is up to, he can spend his money any way he wants. You didn't give it to him.
Do you think it's selfish, though?
I think it has nothing to do with you. I think you're succumbing to kind of a cultural stereotype that says men take care of women. And if your husband or your brother said, look, we don't want you to worry your pretty little head. I'm gonna invest the money any way I want, or I'm gonna gamble because I make it. You would be furious because you're saying, what am I? You know, we're partners in this. I'm your wife. So you can't have it both ways. You can't both say, well, you know, the men take care of the women, but I want to be able to be independent when it suits me. You are allowed to do anything you want with your money. So is everybody else.
Yeah.
And judging people by what you do is not okay. You know, you don't, because they'll judge you by, I mean, what's to stop your brother, your younger brother, from saying, look, your kid's five, why don't you have a job? You know,
because he doesn't want his wife to work.
Well, that's a different issue.
Well, he thinks that it's good for the children if you're home or whatever. You know,
the child is not
traditional that way. He's traditional that way, but he's not traditional with his money. You know what I mean? Culturally, yeah.
Darling, it's his. Here, I'm going to say it one more time, then I'm not going to say it again. His money is to spend exactly as he wants. Your money is to spend exactly as you want. If you don't feel there's enough money, then get a job. And children, I agree, staying home with small children is a great idea if you could afford to do it. Your child's about to be in school from 9 to 3, 8 to 3.
Yeah.
And your floor doesn't need surveillance.
Yeah.
So if you feel like like to put aside some money, then get
That's
a job
true.
And put aside the money.
So instead of all this energy I'm spending and getting
frustrated,
tell other people what to do, I guess I should concentrate more on how I can personally do something. Yeah.
Amen, okay. My darling.
I know, you get it.
A plus.
It's easier to sit here and tell
Of course it is.
But
you know what? It'll give you a stomach ache. It'll give you wrinkles. Everybody will be mad at you most of the time. And you're not going to get any place. Your approach is much more profitable, much more fun, much more interesting, and much more liable to work. All righty?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tiger. 855. Thank you. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Louise, you will be next. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-993-7569. Louise, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Louise, how might I help you?
I have a question about my older sister. I have two older sisters. I'm the youngest. I'm 50. We're all 5 years apart. My middle sister, since she was about 16, has she was abused, sexually abused by a babysitter as a child. She has never received any treatment or sought out any treatment. So since 16, the earliest I can remember that is that she just, her life has been always a complete and utter mess. So what I'm calling today to ask you is, she lives in the same province as me. I'm the only one. My family lives in another province. So I'm the one that is in contact with her.
Okay.
I'll explain that I want the solution. I know that I think I'm pretty realistic. At 55, I've supported her and my family has supported her beyond and above. I just listened to your previous caller.
Yeah.
My biggest frustration is that it's taking away from, like, I just feel like I hate her at times, and I have to find a place to put her where I can't control her. I can't control, you know, the outcome, because it's too much for me. For example, she hasn't worked in 25 years. She does clean houses, but it's very poor income. And
well, but that's that. Wait a minute. That's working. It may not be very well employed.
I apologize.
But she's working.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Sorry,
okay.
She is working.
Okay.
However, at times she has been homeless, and she did marry in her 30s, and she had two children, and they're adults. But she always engages in a very risky behavior with men still, and lies, and she drops off basically from any contact for a week or 2 weeks, and then it becomes a, I find myself wondering if she's dead or alive. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
So, having said that, from your previous caller, I just had a conversation with her, positive. I helped her with her resume. I apologize about my earlier statement. She wasn't working, because I did say to her, you know, you have your own house cleaning business. You've housed that.
Good, good.
You can get a job. However, once again, she does, you know, and I pointed out that, you know, she would be better off. The benefit of having a job is she would have benefits like health care. No, but however, that has been a conversation we've had since she was about, she stopped working in her 30s. So,
well, all right, let me back you up a little bit. Hang on, because I'm sure you're not going to forget. That's okay. I'm sure you're not going to forget. When you say at 16, do you know what the nature of the sexual abuse was and when it occurred?
Okay, I do know. Well, actually, sometimes she's all over the place with her information. I do believe that she has some sort of mental illness, but I'm not a doctor. But she says it happened when she was 6 or 7. Now it does, and then at times she says it was when she was 13. I reference 16 because my earliest memory of everything just going really bad was that. That was
what happened.
Recognized.
All right, what happened when she was 16?
She kept running away. She was very promiscuous, drugs, Hell's Angels. It was living hell in our house.
And
it's been a nonstop. And part of it, my dad's intentions was he would always help her out financially.
Yeah.
He meant well. So I can't, I'm dealing, my parents are 80. They're in another province. And my other sister is very supportive of me. But I'm the direct person here in this province. And when she goes missing, they call me, like, where is she? I'm very upset, because I wonder if one day her risky behavior, if she has, like, more than 9 lives, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. All right. So she married in her 30s. Where are her children, her adult children?
Her children, one is not far from her. He doesn't live with her. He's independent. He has a job. The other one is in university, and I'm in contact with the daughter. The son is just busy. He's a boy, a young man, but they're close to her, and they're an hour away from her.
Okay.
But they
Go ahead. They don't have what?
They don't have a full picture of what's going on.
The daughter is
starting to realize.
Well, it sounds like she was a fairly successful parent, at least judging by her children.
I think that she really had good intentions. When they divorced, it just when the kids were like 9 and 10, she brought on any given day many men through the house.
So her acting out is primarily a sexual acting out.
My opinion, yes. I've talked about with her about, you know, the idea of that the sexual abuse kind of drives her behavior. You know, that I'm here to support her. I mean, we've done this. I've done this from the minute I found out about her abuse. I've supported.
Well, has she ever been in therapy?
Yes.
And how long ago and under what circumstances and what was the outcome?
She went after her divorce for at least 2 weeks, not in a time like it was spread out over 2 months, but she quits when it gets.
Well, because it would seem to me, I mean, that whatever happened, and who knows, only two is that that's why therapy was invented. It's also why adulthood was invented, so that we can kind of go back with our adult sensibility and kind of reevaluate and with a different perspective what happens to us and what we can do about it. She's no longer 6 or 7. She's no longer 13. And while you may be correct in your analysis that there was some serious that her sexual acting out was a result of premature sexual behavior, I mean if she wants to do something about it, she could. It sounds like she doesn't. So
that's
you
correct.
Sort of
so that,
yeah. So I would
that's
probably
where I know
from,
that.
Yeah, from your point of view, from me talking to you, I'd let that go. Just because my thing to you, look, Louise, you got to stop taking guys home with you. What you're going to say is, oh, Joy, you're a prude. You know, just because you don't have a sex life doesn't mean I shouldn't. So that's not going to be profitable. Whether it's accurate or not, to a certain extent, doesn't make any difference. It's not profitable. She's doing something that makes her feel attractive. It's a way of relating to the world. So I just let that go. And I understand that it drives you nuts. But okay,
I have let that go. Like, I realized that, like, just a couple years ago, I let that conversation. I have it in the past, but it wasn't working. So
no, it won't. If she wants to do something about it, she can go find a therapist because premature sexual behavior or precocious sexual behavior doesn't necessarily doom you to a life of anything, of promiscuity, but you got to do something about it. And either we don't know if it happened, but if she thinks it happened, it might as well have happened. But you can do something about it. She's choosing not to. So it seems to me that the two issues, if I hear you correctly, that we really need to tackle with some degree of possible success are her employment and her underemployment and her disappearing for long periods of time. What's the longest period of time she's ever been out of contact?
I'll also add another note is that she seems to have money. We've asked her. I said, you know, we love and support you. We want the ability to call you if there's a, you know, she only uses text messaging, but I believe that's by choice. So the longest time she disappeared for was like 2 weeks.
And do you know where she was for those 2 weeks in retrospect?
She was in and out of a boyfriend, and she was living in a hotel and apparently her car. Now, she does lie on any given day, the color of the sky. Is she interprets things differently? And
well,
I know
but
that.
The point is,
she was missing.
But honey, if you well, she was missing from your point of view. From
correct.
Her point of
I
view,
agree.
She was on vacation, okay? Or she
absolutely.
Was.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
So look, let me just give you a different way to think about you, and then we'll talk about how to think about her. If she views you as her parent, as her guardian, as her monitor. In the same way, and she does. She sounds fairly immature, among other things. When your mother said to you, and maybe you were one of those kids who was unfailingly honest, but most of us weren't, and your mother said, where are you going? And you said to the library, and what you really meant is, I'm going to go hang out with my girlfriends. You'd lie about it because you didn't. If you told the truth, you'd get yelled at. So just hold that thought for a minute. Let me put you on hold. We'll come right back and talk about. So I want you to let go of that role of parent, and let's figure out other roles for you and what we can do about her. All right, let me put you on hold. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. You can do it whenever it's convenient for you. But if you'd like to talk with me, which is my favorite thing, just do it between noon and 3. We're talking with Louise, who's got a sister who is kind of a problem for her. And Louise is kind of, by default almost, the caretaker, because she lives closer to her sister than either her sister's two children or her parents or her other sister. And It sounds like the three things that we're focusing on at this moment is, first of all, Louise's behavior, which is, in the more you appear to be the parent, the more she's going to do the acting out, just because all of us do. When someone begins to tell us what we do, we either get that look in our eyes, like, right. And that was the one where our mother should say, take that look out of your eyes. And you say, I don't know, this is my face. So, but everybody knows how to do it because everybody was an adolescent. It sounds like your sister is just pushing adolescence well past where it should be pushed. So you need to give up that role. And the role, and part of it is, and I'm not being mean to you, but I'm saying we love you. You don't want to be speaking for the entire family, because it'll make her feel that everybody, it's all of them, all of you guys against her. And that will encourage the acting out, because what your sister has gotten in the habit of being is an adolescent. It's not helpful for her. It's not helpful for you. And so she's acting exactly like a naughty 16-year-old. She disappears. She does sexual acting out. She plays stupid. She lies. So, I mean, we can't change her personality. Yeah. But we can change the invitation to act like such a jerk. And so what you're going to have to do is become more the little sister than the big sister mom role, which means instead of telling her what to do or saying we love you, say, hey, look, I'm a worrywart. If you just let me know where you are, I won't ask where you are. I promise not to judge you. You're going to have to reboot that relationship with her a little bit, because it's not. Okay. You're getting an ulcer, and she's having a field day acting like an idiot. So it's not working. If it's not working, we've got to change it. So the first thing you need to do is to become the little sister rather than the big sister of saying asking her advice about things. Because think about how important we feel if someone says, wow, that was a great recipe. Could you give it to me? Or, I don't know quite what to do about my taxes. What would I do about this? There's some things she's going to know better than you know. And even if there are things, so yeah, I can hear. I can hear in your voice that you get it. So, write somewhere on your hand or something, little sister, because that'll remind you. And you'll have more fun at it. She'll have more fun at it. And it gives her no reason. There's no way she can do the acting out anymore, because you're the loving, adoring little sister. But she's the one who knows more, right? So that'll help you. It'll help her. All right. Now, the two issues with her are her job, her employment stability or economic stability, and her communication. And I think you can make her, you don't have to do this subtly. You can say, you know, New Year, I've decided that you already have two parents and a big sister. You don't need either more parents or more big sister. So I've decided that this year I'm going to become the person I am, which is your little sister. So I'm going to ask you more for advice because I can use some help sometimes. And it'll change everything. It may not change it overnight. Okay. And you're going to have to remind yourself every once in a while, every time. And you can say to her, anytime I begin to lecture you or judge you or become the big sister or parents, tell me and I'll give you $5. And let me tell you, both of you, she'll think that's hilarious, and it'll change your behavior very quickly, because $5 can add up after a while. So that's all right. That's number one. Number two, I would make a deal with her that said, look, she's good at cleaning houses, and say, if you want some help, you're much better. You're more industrious than I am, or you can clean the house like nobody's business. But if there's something I can do to help you with getting, you know, more clients, or maybe talking about a business plan, know that I'm here. I'd be glad to help you. And if not, it sounds like you're doing okay. And in terms of the communication, and that's probably where I'd spend the most of my emotional capital, I would say to her, I'm your baby sister. I worry about you. I look up to you. I am terrified that when you disappear, someone's going to call up and say you're dead. And, you know, so I don't sleep at night. Explain to her that, not that you're judging her, not that she's being irresponsible, but that you're a worrywart. So you're putting it on your shoulders, not her. You're not judging her. You're saying, you've always been my big sister. I've always looked up to you. I can remember when I was a kid, I would stay awake late till you got home to make sure you were home okay. Can you and I make a deal? And if it's necessary to keep mom and dad and sister and your kids out of it, I'm willing to do that. I'd rather not, but I'm willing to keep your secrets and not judge you if you'll just let me know that that you'll answer the phone, or that I can call you every couple of days, or that you'll text me back that you're fine.
Okay.
And you can even say to her, what would work for you? How often would you feel comfortable just checking in with me? Not because I'm trying to keep tabs on you, but because so I can sleep at night.
Okay, that's how I want. I wasn't sure how to approach that. So I'm pretty sure I can do all of, well, not, I know I can. That's so simple to do. The last question I had was, my parents will phone, they're 80. My mother has COPD. Her health is very poor. But my mother is suffering from a lot of anxiety right now. And she tells me it's all about my sister. I can't fix that. So when they call me in a panic, how do I?
Okay, here's what you're going to do. I got it.
Okay.
What you're going to say is, Mom, I love you dearly. But when you call me and don't know where she is, I then end up looking like the police. That if you don't know where she is, call her. If I know anything, I'll let you know. But I'm, she's a grown human being. And I think part of why she acts like a nincompoop is because we all treat her like she's 16. She's a grown human being. And but let your mom make the deal with your sister, because you're getting out of that role of being the spokesperson for the family and being the judge and jury. Essentially, you've turned into a parole officer, and you don't want that job. So explain to your mom. Your mom may be 80, but your mom can do. She raised, that's her kid. It's not your kid. It's not your responsibility.
Okay, that I can do.
You want to get out of the you never want to be in a situation where you have responsibility and no authority. And that's what you've got here. Let your mom and dad deal with her directly.
And the last is, so in this circumstance, I can't speak to her. She doesn't have a working phone. She only has text messaging, and she can access her email. I don't like to do it that way, because when I say, could you get to a phone, can I email her, you're my big sister?
Yeah, I just say, look, I'd love to talk with you. Can I buy you a cup of coffee in the next couple of weeks? I'd rather you did it face-to-face, but email is better than nothing. And one of the possibilities is to say, look, I'll tell you what, I'm willing to buy you a phone or buy you a phone card so that... in emergencies, you have one if you want one. I'm willing to do that. And I won't, you can keep the number. Negotiate with, look, the more you ask her, the better you're going to be. The more you tell her, the more she's going to act like a jerk.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
file between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.